The Mysterious Alibi. Girls Who Don't Kiss and Tell. So long as you are mysterious, keep your lips sealed and keep your eyes peering alluringly from the bows of your lashes, Herman barks louder than he normally does in an overtly put-on British accent he learnt from watching The Saint. Staring at her, he softens his tongue and quietly whispers, "I get for you, you get also, okay, sayang? Just smile and say you don't know if you don't know, okay? Even if you know, you must say you don't know, okay? Now, go and be a good girl, find Mat Saleh handsome. You also senang lah. Life will be easy." Karaoke bar, 7:37 p.m. Kissy lowers her eyelids, then lifts up her head at a 45-degree angle, peers alluringly at him, and with her mouth slightly ajar, asks the imperial question. "Hi, handsome. You single? You enjoy your stay in KL? My name is Kissy Kissy. One kiss, twice happy. Yours?" The him stares with his thin upper lip, unbroken, laced with yesterday's traces of a brown shade overshadowing the lip. He lets out a guffaw. "Hey, Kissy Kissy, how you doing, girl? So, what's a gorgeous girl like you doing teasing handsome men like me, eh?" The him snorts and slaps his large pink hands on Kissy's 6,500 collagen-implanted buttocks. Shrills Kissy while giggling. Running through Kissy's mind that instant was the him's perfectly manicured lawns. Just like the one she'd seen in last week's episode of Desperate Housewives on the hotel pay TV while that him was handling her buttocks and breasts in clockwise and anti-clockwise motions, she saw the him's gorgeous brunette wife dressed in lovely tight dresses just above her knee, like the ones featured in last month's collection on page 5 of Her World. And of course, the delicious gardener who kept the him's gardens trimmed perfectly, and the him's wife's Brazilian trimmed to the rim. Jalan Alor, 8:23 p.m. Kissy's reveries are abruptly interrupted by the foreigner, patting her behind repeatedly.
"Lady, you like to sing? I didn't know I'd find a lady like you in this city. You like to join me for a drink?"
Leaning over to the rest of his colleagues seated around him, around pink tablecloths at restaurant Fatty Tuck, the him motions for his mates to make a space for Kissy to join their table of eight, with the motive that she might invite him home for a taste of Asian hospitality.
"Ah, tonight specials, our fatty frog legs stir-fried with garlic and ginger. I highly recommend this to all visiting tourists, especially the French. They adore it. It's also excellent for keeping a man's heart strong." "Ah," winks the restaurateur. "Cheeky," winks the restaurateur cheekily while motioning to his waiter to pull out one of those caged amphibians on display. And pulled it out he did, the frog wincing away, wishing it was a prince. "Also, our chili pipis, very nice, very fresh mussels, cooked like my grandmother's recipe. Spicy little but delicious. How's that to start, okay?"
Yeah, sure, boss.
"Plus, one pineapple fried rice and a tiger beer in a mug. No peanuts, I'm allergic to nuts," the mysterious bearded man requests.
Herman sends this man secretly lived life on the edge, but he always remained in control. He seems the Tom type, Herman thought.
Bedroom 1
7 a.m.
Kissy had never seen such painful marks on skin. Wrapped like a band around his right arm were augmented circle rings of singed flesh. Kissy suddenly felt frightened. The red raw pungency intimated that the flesh was still fresh. Never expect so nice man have this type fetish, she thought, deflating her usually high sexual appetite. What's the matter, baby? It didn't hurt, the hymn snarls, watching Kissy stare at his arm. His fever was getting worse, but it was probably just the heat. Oh, I think it hurt bad. What happened? She asked, reaching out her index to touch it. The hymn withdrew as quickly as he extended his heavy hand. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, he says, reaching out to touch her lip, which had slightly parted to reveal a tinge of ruby red. It wasn't her lipstick. In shock, Kissy coiled up on a corner of the king-size mattress and let out a livid cry from under her breath. Don't you ever stay away! Stay away! The hymn tried to reach out to caress her hair, but he had lost Kissy. He lost her the moment he made eye contact with her. She could sense his spirit was not one that came from a good place, and that's why she went with him cautiously. Months later, Ubud, 6:03 p.m. Oh, this is so beautiful. I'm so happy, Tom. I never feel so happy, darling, shrieks Cassandra. Turning around to hug Tom, she stares at their reflection in the mirror with the imminent Ubud sunset in the background. Me! Kissy is here! But so far away from my sisters. Miss them. I want to see them see me with Tom. He's my hero, Cassandra whispers, smiling, contently watching her hot, humid breath condense. Cassandra's ultimate dream is to find a man who would never judge her, love her unconditionally, and always open the door for her, and to win the coveted title of Miss Universe Dream Girl, which she did 6 months ago. Impossible dream, she and her sisters would lament. The girls in the neighborhood would conjure up stories of their own personal heroes. This happened at their Monday afternoon ritual at the Three Sisters Cafe. Late lunch, story exchange about their weekend catches, and with replenished pockets, the girls would be off to a polishing at the manicurist or for a new wave at the salon. Sometimes, if one sister had to throw away a bad fish back into the sea, the other girls would chip in for her weekly maintenance. Maintenance was expensive, but it had to be done because each one secretly believed in the impossible dream. Alive, if only the girls would see me like this now. I'm so happy, happy. Maybe tonight I don't sleep. After if I wake up, Tom become like the other evil hymns. Only enjoys me one night. I don't want. So tired. Don't want. Darling, are you all right? He smiles, grasping her tight from behind. Oh, Tom. Cassandra puckers up her lips and places it against his. Just now I feel a little sick, maybe flu. But I'm so happy. Happy! Honey, I'm a little person in a big giant world. Still, you found me. She gleamed, teeth showing, and rather unladylike, actually, but Tom didn't mind. I'm happy too, my darling. You're every woman to me. Now, forget about your past, young lady. They can all say what they want. They will never understand us. Tom kisses her gently.
You, my sweetheart, will come home with me soon. I know it's too soon, but I knew it from the moment we met. We will be amongst the 35% of people in my country with mortgages, he grinned, recalling the news report on Channel 10 the other night. Huh? Wow, 35%? Okay, honey. Cassandra nods nonchalantly as she was really not into politics or the economy. You say it's right. My past does not matter, yeah. Now, about our future, we begin tonight, okay? I already call room service and order you Nana's fried rice, your favorite, pineapple, no nuts, she teases, leading him by the hand towards the jacuzzi. Darling, please off the lights, yeah? My eyes hurt. You promised to love me? I want my body to be a special present to you. Cassandra lets her white linen drawstrings drop to her ankles. The lovers embrace and lock. Tom rests his hands on her breast and lingers around her waist. She tenses.